Have you summoned us all here tonight, Miss Wildtime? I'm not accustomed to being sent for in my own home.
Oh, what a lovely house it is, Lady Fothergill. Well, if you can call a 27-bedroom abbey spanning almost 100 acres a home.
Let me get you a chair, my lady.
Thank you, Captain.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Albertson. Oh, thank you for joining us. Oh, could you pull the curtains first, Albertson?
I do not take orders.
Oh, just do as she asks, Albertson. The sooner this is over with, the better.
Just what is this all about, precisely? I've a pie in the oven.
Well, it wouldn't be a bun in the oven at your age, would it, Louie? Right. Now you've all parked, we can get to the bottom of this morning's tragic events.
What are you talking about? What's to get to the bottom of? Poor Chloe died under dreadful circumstances.
Mysterious circumstances.
Quite. Your niece was murdered, Lady Fothergill, and I think I've worked out why. It all started early this morning. Oh, Winston. Oof, you naughty man.
Miss Wildtime.
Oh, I didn't say you had to stop.
Miss Wildtime.
Hey, boy! What do you want? Oh, I was having this lovely dream. How long have you been stood standing there?
Oh, we've only just come out, haven't we, Captain?
Yes.
We thought we'd join you, if that's all right.
Of course it is, Chloe, love. Oh, I've had a lovely time this weekend. And judging by that goofy grin on his chops, so is Captain Turner here.
Oh, Iris, you're incorrigible. Oh, look, he's gone all red.
Yes. Well, Mr. Kane has just delivered the bacon to Hilda, as you predicted.
Oh, bacon? Oh, can you believe it? Whoever would have thought when the war ended, rationing would continue till 1954?
Quite. Do you know, I can't even remember what it tastes like.
Well, judging by the smell wafting from the kitchen, you won't have long to wait.
All good things and that. So, come on then. What's going on with you two? Oh, is it serious?
Miss Wildtime, please.
Oh, come on. I weren't born yesterday. I've seen the way you look at each other.
Oh, thank heavens, the cavalry.
Here we are, Miss Chloe. Bacon sandwiches and lemonade for you and your guests.
Oh, I have missed me bacon butties.
You had one just last Thursday, remember? King's Road, 1980s.
Oh, shush! And it was 1992, if you must know.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, really.
Would you like anything else, Miss Chloe?
No, thank you, Albertson.
Very good, miss.
Chuffy, heck. Oh, that hits the spot.
Are you all right?
Probably just gone down the wrong way. Here, love, have some lemonade, wash it down.
Chloe! Iris, you can't breathe.
Try the Heimlich manoeuvre.
The what?
Here, let me.
Stay with me, Chloe. Stay with me. Iris.
It's not working.
Chloe.
I think she's gone. Oh, Captain. I'm sorry.
No. I will not have it. I'm calling for a doctor.
It's too late for a doctor. Oh, Chloe, dear. So young. Hang about. That's odd.
The doctor's on his way.
For all the good it'll do her, it's the police we need.
Police?
I think. Well, I think your Chloe was murdered.
But, wait, no. She choked on her sandwich, didn't she?
Look, Chloe took only one bite of her sandwich And it's sitting on the grass just over there. I must have dislodged it without even realising.
But if she didn't choke,
what killed her? Good question. Can't you smell it?
What?
The faintest whiff.
This is macabre. My darling niece choked to death, and to try to suggest anything else is just plain beastly. Did you just roll your eyes at me, Miss Wildtime?
As if I'd do something like that. It's not my fault that inbreeding has dulled the aristocratic mind.
I beg your pardon?
I said that Chloe was murdered. An accident is what the murderer wants us and the police to think. Was that simple enough for your ladyship?
Why, of all the...
Ladies, please. This is getting us nowhere.
Oh, well.
Miss Wildtime, please continue.
Thank you. Now then. Oh, where was I? Oh, yes. What do you mean you're leaving?
Beg pardon, Mrs...
Miss Wildtime. Iris Wildtime.
Miss, I'm very sorry for your loss, of course, but your friend simply choked to death in her hurry to eat a sandwich. That is all.
Constable Greenock, have you not listened to a word I've said?
We've done nothing but listen to your crackpot theories.
Crackpot? Crackpot?
This Wild Times is getting us nowhere.
Where's the inspector?
He's on his summer holidays and doesn't get back from Bournemouth for a fortnight. You can take it up with him then, if you wish.
A fortnight? The murderer will be long gone by then.
This was no murder, miss. Good day to you both. And, sorry for your loss.
Bloody useless. Calls himself a policeman, which means it's up to us now, Captain. The answer must be here. It's in this house. I can feel it in me waters.
So, what do we do?
We look for clues, Chuck. What else?
This doesn't feel right.
To be in Chloe's bedroom. Oh, I know it's hard, lovey, but we have to find out what happened for Chloe's sake. Oh, come on. Come and sit next to me on the bed.
But...
Just do it, will you? Now, let it all out.
I just can't believe she's gone. So quickly. Just a couple of hours ago, she would have been sitting right there at her dresser. I mean, I've seen men die in battle, of course, but this... It seems so senseless.
Every death is senseless in its own way. But we have a great gift, you and I. You hear me? We have a magic bus. One minute we can be facing the Drakens in the 58th century and the next taking in the opening performance of Madame Butterfly in Milan.
So?
So, if we go to Milan in 1904, Chloe hasn't even been born yet. Time doesn't move in straight lines. Not for us. So irrespective of when someone dies, they're always still alive somewhere in this great big multiverse of ours. Remember that, lovey. Whatever happens, none of us are ever truly gone.
Thank you, Iris. Right, what next?
Next, we have a little look around. Does anything look out of place to you?
How should I know? I've never been in here before.
No, of course you haven't. That's more my style. Right, just have a snoop. See if anything seems amiss. Blimey, she's got... had more hats than me.
Looks as though she didn't quite close her drawers properly before she came down for breakfast.
Ooh! And look what I found.
What?
Chloe's diary, from the look of it. Let's see now.
Oh, no, Iris, I really don't think we should do
anything. Of course we should. If there's something in here that could help us find Chloe's killer, she'd want us to read it. Still, if it offends you, I'll just pop that in my bag for now. There. Do you know, I found it in the hat box. Why not at a bedside table or in a dresser drawer?
Maybe she just liked to keep it out of sight of the servants. It is supposed to be private, after all.
You mean you're probably in it? Right, then. On to the next bit.
Next bit?
Interrogation, lovey. Questioning. I think I'm going to have a chat with Hilda the cook, woman to woman. Now, why don't you nip down into the village to see Mr. Kane the butcher? Maybe he noticed something when he were here. Cooey! Only me! Am I interrupting?
Oh, no, not at all, Miss Wildtine. Tell the truth, I'd be glad of the company. Would you fancy a cuppa?
Oh, that'd be smashing. Oh, thanks, Hilda, love. Ooh, something smells good.
Oh, that'd be the stew in the oven. Chloe used to love a stew, even when she was a little one.
You've known her a long time, then?
Oh, yeah. I came to work for the Fothergills just after the war. And then it wasn't a month later when Chloe's parents were killed in a car accident. Such a sad chain of events, poor girl. She was such a tiny thing, too. Stood in that huge doorway upstairs the night she arrived.
Here, let me get that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't believe she's gone. She had her own life ahead of her.
Oh, here. Drink your tea. It'll do you good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my Ronnie isn't a talker. Keeps all bottled up. But I think it helps to chat about things, you know? Oh, where are my manners? Would you like a slice of cake? It was freshly baked this morning.
Oh, that's very kind. Oh, your husband and you. I've worked here almost a decade.
Oh, I have, but not Ronnie. We only met 3 years ago. Oh, I thought love had passed me by, to be honest. But on my half day off, I went to Trafalgar Square to feed the pigeons. Met Ronnie and that was that.
Oh.
When Mr. Hughes, the previous butler, retired, his lordship kindly employed Ronnie as a replacement.
Oh.
We were married nearly 2 years ago at St. Stephen's in the village. Lord Fothergill wasn't able to come back from the United States. Some important embassy business, I think it was. But her ladyship and Miss Chloe were there. It was the happiest day of my life.
Can you think of anybody that might have wanted to hurt Chloe?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Everybody loved her, Miss Chloe. Everybody.
Oh.
Mr. Kane.
That's me. Who's asking?
My name is Captain Edwin Turner. I'm staying up at the Abbey with Lady Fothergill.
All right. Oh, you're young Chloe's fella, aren't you?
May I come in?
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
I take it you haven't heard the news.
What news? Nothing bad's happened, has it?
Chloe passed away this morning. Eating your bacon.
What? How?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. Did you notice anything unusual when you were up at the Abbey earlier?
No, not that I remember. But I was only there a few minutes. Hilda was busy preparing the morning breakfast. She paid me once I got there, made me a brew, and then I was on the way.
Could there have been anything wrong with the bacon? Contaminated in some way?
Don't be daft, man. That meat comes fresh from Mr. Carlyle's farm not 2 miles away. It's the best bacon in the country. Always has been.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
imply. No, sorry. It's only right you should get to the bottom of things. I'll help in any way I can.
But, George, I never dreamed that this might happen. No, no, of course, dear. Whatever you think is best. I'm sorry, I have to go, dear. Somebody just walked in. Take care, my darling.
Fancy room.
My husband's study. It's usually locked because he keeps some of his diplomatic papers in here. But I needed his emergency contact number.
Oh.
He keeps it in his desk.
Uh-huh.
for emergencies.
Ah. And was that him on the phone just now?
It was.
Oh, he didn't sound happy.
Well, of course he didn't. I've just had to break the news of Chloe. He was distraught.
Ah, there you are, Miss Wildtime.
Captain Turner. A pleasure to see you, but if you wouldn't mind, I should lock up now.
Of course. Captain, outside. Just move. We'll see you later then, Chuck.
I'm sure you will.
What was that all about?
Lord and Lady Fothergill were just having a blazing row on the phone just now, but something's amiss. She gave me some old guff that they keep the study locked because he keeps diplomatic papers here.
Sounds reasonable enough to me.
I never heard such a load of old cobblers. His papers will be kept at the embassy in D.C. or at the Foreign Office. There wouldn't be papers in here unless he was here too.
But why would she lie?
Precisely. We need to get back in there.
But she locked the door.
And when have you known a locked door stand between me and my investigations? These old locks are a doddle to pick with me trusty hairpin. Yeah, there we go. Right, now we best be quick. How did you get on with the butcher, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? How can you not be sure?
There was just something odd about the way he took the news of Chloe's death. I can't quite put my finger on it. I did like these postcards.
Postcards?
From Lord Fothergill to his wife. They were in his desk. Not that they make much sense. They're written in gibberish.
And the vocabulary is very basic. Not what you'd expect of a senior British diplomat.
There are lots of bills here, too. Look at this one for roof repairs.
That looks like one of my bar tabs. Now, put them back exactly where you found them. I think we'd best keep a close eye on Lady Fothergill.
What's she doing in there?
I'm not sure. She seems agitated, pacing up and down. And keep it down, would you?
Why? It's not like she can hear us out here.
Stay out of sight, then. Hey, up. She's on the move. I wonder what she's doing.
Well, it looks as though she's headed for the Rose Garden.
What?
Chloe and I would go for a stroll there of an evening. Lovely place. Not much down there, mind. Just some flowers and crumbling brickwork. Chloe used to love it for the architecture.
Maybe Lady Fothergill's the same. Now, come on, and be quiet about it. Your size 12s will give us away. Shh!
I didn't say a...
Shh!
Iris!
Ow! What did you go and do that for? Dragging me in a bush without so much as a banner leave?
I thought she was going to... There, look. She glanced round, did you see? Making sure no one's with her. What is she doing?
She's removing a brick from the wall behind the trellis. That can't have been easy with those nails.
Now she's leaving. Do you want me to follow her?
No, lovey. Let's see what she's put behind that brick before we plan our next move. Come on. She's scarpered. Oh! I must look a right sight. Dragged through a hedge backwards.
Not for the first time.
Oh, you're not wrong, Chuck. Now, let's see what that old harridan's up to.
Lord Fothergill's postcards. But why conceal them? Why here? Oh, and there's a note. Not that it makes much sense. Look.
CL1W4S. TUU0W8. Basic polyalphanic cipher.
Excuse me?
A secret code. But after your time, lovey.
Should I put them back, then?
No. Your Auntie Iris is going to keep hold of these. We want it to look as though Lady Fothergill never delivered them.
But who would she be delivering them to?
I have a nasty suspicion. The Albertsons live in the old gamekeeper's cottage, don't they?
Yes, it's on the far side of the folly.
then I need you to go pay them a visit.
And what will you be doing in the meantime?
Oh, I'm going to be engaged in some good old-fashioned class warfare in the kitchen. Now, off you pop, Chuck, and remember, be discreet.
Discreet, yes. Absolutely. Whatever happened to a good old-fashioned open window? Now then. Oh, so much dust! The Albertsons are not exactly house-proud. These bookshelves are filthy. All except this one. Strange. Oh, another note. I say, that was easy.
Hand it over!
Oh, good grief. You know how to creep up on a man.
I said, hand it over.
Hand what over, my good man? And what's with the balaclava? It's the middle of summer.
I won't hesitate to shoot you. Don't play games.
As you wish. Though you'll have to forgive me. It appears to have fallen under that table when you startled me. Just let me pick it up.
Slowly now.
Yes, 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 of course. I've heard it before. No sudden movement!
You're just delaying the inevitable.
Most bullies with guns have a glass door. How cold. As if I wasn't going to recognize him because of a woolen mask.
Oh, come on, Iris. Think, you dozy mare. Where would it be hidden? Aha! Right, in plain sight. That's where. So, Hilda's a house-proud cook, meaning she's bound to keep the spices in the pantry, cool and dry. Oh, same, she's not house-proud enough to label the jars. Still, could be worse. Marjoram. Rosemary. Oh, lummy. I'm going to be here all day at this rate. Oh! That's certainly not oregano, now, is it? Oh, oh! Thank heavens for my superior respiratory system.
Your what?
Oh, Captain, you daft beggar. Oh, you frightened me half to death.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yes.
And you'll never guess who I ran into.
Oh, I think I would. And I think it's time we confronted Chloe's killer.
So you've spent all day running around my home snooping on me and my friends?
Yes, to catch Chloe's killer.
And have you caught a killer? Because all I've heard is a lot of stuff and nonsense while you abused my hospitality and plied yourself with cake.
Well, credit where credit's due. Hilda does make a mean cake. Poor Chloe was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, unaware of the malevolency surrounding her.
I say, that's a touch melodramatic, isn't it?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of melodrama, Albertson, but this went far beyond that.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Spit it out, woman. Did someone kill my niece, and if so, who?
Don't you know? Don't any of you know?
Of course we don't.
Really? Oh, bugger. Neither do I.
What?
Double bluff. Ta-da.
Oh, what a waste of time. You've gone too far this time, Iris. I want you and Captain Turner here off my property first thing in the morning.
But, Lady Fothergill, if you'd hear us out...
First thing, Captain. Enough is enough. Now get out of my sight. Please. Both of you.
I'm not sure how you can even think of going to bed. You've stirred up quite the hornet's nest down there.
Oh, it'll be fine, Chuck. A good night's sleep will do us both the world of good.
Even so, you must be a little worried. I mean, for all we know, one of them's a murderer.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing. Now go on, hop it. A girl could use her beauty sleep.
As you wish.
Go on then, get some rest. I'll see you in the morning. Night-night, Captain.
Sleep well, Iris.
Oh, oh, what a day. Oh, let's let a bit of light in, shall we? Oh, what a lovely full moon. Oh, right then, Iris. Time for bed, I reckon. I'm afraid you won't find a body.
What?
Sorry, Hilda. I knew the real killer couldn't resist a pop shot or two, so I hid behind the door. I'm afraid all you've done is ruin a perfectly comfy mattress.
You think you're oh so clever, but you're forgetting. I've still got one bullet left.
No, no, you don't.
Go at me.
Normally, I do my utmost to oblige, but not today.
What on earth is going on?
What does it look like? Your cook just tried to kill me, Lady Fothergill.
Did she indeed? And I suppose we'd better deal with this downstairs.
Put the hands off me.
With pleasure. Just as soon as the police come to take you away.
Better late than never, Constable.
Sorry, Miss Wildtime.
How did you get here so quickly? The Constable and I had a little arrangement, shall we say. His colleagues have been waiting for my signal all this time.
Signal?
After I opened my bedroom curtains, the Constable was supposed to rush to my aid as soon as I switched the light on.
I confess, hiding in the bushes on the far side of the lawn wasn't the best idea.
Lucky I had Captain Turner close at hand.
So you knew Hilda was going to try to shoot you?
Well, I wasn't sure of the precise method she'd use, but yes, how could she resist? Captain, would you be a darling and fetch Albertson for me? I feel one of me denouements coming on.
Yes, of course, but where should
I think you'll find him lurking in the pantry.
On my way. Shall I take her down to the station now, Miss Wildtime?
Not just yet. We still have a few loose ends to tie up. Lady Fothergill, perhaps we could use your drawing room, lovey.
Of course. Of course. I'll have everyone assemble there post-haste.
Ah! Albertson, park your bums, there's a good chap.
As if your hulking friend gave me a choice.
He was in the pantry as you suggested.
Thought as much. Looking for this, no doubt.
What is that?
One of Hilda's spice jars. But it isn't filled with spice, is it, lovey? No. This is full of something far more potent. Cyanide sulfate.
Good gracious.
So you were right all along. Chloe was poisoned.
And as Albertson gave you the sandwiches, he was able to make sure Chloe ate the dosed one. Why, you monster!
Not that he didn't deserve that, Lady Fothergill, but no, Albertson didn't poison Chloe with the cyanide. He was looking for it just now so he could kill himself instead.
I'm sorry, I'm not following this.
No need to apologise, Constable. It all makes sense in the end.
But you said you smelled almonds. If Chloe wasn't killed using cyanide, then
Lady Fothergill, did your niece have any allergies?
Not. She was deathly allergic to them.
Which Hilda would have known and exploited to that effect. She baked an almond cake this morning, see? And then used the same knife to cook the cake and our sandwiches. You and I were unaffected, Captain. But because of her severe allergy, just the merest hint of almonds was sufficient to send Chloe into anaphylactic shock.
But that's dreadful.
Oh, dreadful indeed. But also a bit ingenious. Hilda would have had plausible deniability if the link was ever uncovered.
But why would Hilda try to kill you? You'd already told us you didn't know who the murderer was.
True. I couldn't have known for sure, but I had my suspicions. That's why I mentioned Hilda's mean cake during that little charade earlier. I knew that would unsettle her enough to come after me.
You set me up, you bitch!
That's quite enough of that.
But Why would the Albertsons even want to murder Chloe?
You didn't, did you, Albertson? Far from it, in fact. Come on, fess up. It's all in here.
And what might that be?
This, Constable, is Chloe's diary. She wrote about Albertson's attempts to seduce her. And you thought that might incriminate you, didn't you, Albertson? That's why you searched her bedroom.
I was in love with her, it's true. I never loved Hilda. That was just a marriage of convenience.
So Hilda killed poor Chloe out of jealousy?
No! That was just an unexpected bonus. But that was never the real reason for killing her. Was it, Lady Fothergill?
Oh, it's all my fault. Poor girl.
Lord and Lady Fothergill have been selling this nation's secrets to the Russians, you see. He mails across coded messages, which Lady Fothergill then deposits at a drop-off. Should she ever need to leave a message, she did so in code. Only she never knew who her handlers were until now.
So who were the messages being delivered to?
The Albertsons, of course. They're the Russian spies. Deep cover. So deep, the Fothergills had absolutely no idea who they were dealing with. In the event they were discovered, they had instructions to kill themselves rather than risk giving anything away. That's why Albertson was looking for the cyanide.
I found this cipher key at the Albertsons' cottage this afternoon.
CL1W4STUU0W8. Well, what does that mean?
We will comply. I told George we were in too deep, but when I tried to put a stop to it, we were threatened. George thought it was too dangerous to defy them. So I didn't tell him that I was locking his postcards away. I knew he would be safe with all of the security at the embassy, so I thought I was only risking my life. I had no idea that they might go after Chloe.
Ah, you may have us, but not our contact. The motherland will prevail.
By contact, do you mean Reggie Kane the Butcher? Or whatever his Ruski name may be. I ran into him at your cottage earlier. He's already locked away.
Which I think covers just about everything. You and your colleagues had best take Hilda Albertson and Lady Fothergill down to the station, Constable. I've a feeling MI5 will want a word.
I still can't believe everyone had a hand in Chloe's death.
I'm afraid life's like that sometimes. You can explain how people do things, but why's another matter altogether. Sure you don't want to stay for the funeral?
No. I'm quite sure, thank you. I think I want to remember her as she was. And as you said, she's out there somewhere. It's never too late.
Never too late, and never too early. Back to the bus, love?
Yes. Back to the bus.
Come on then, Chuck.
And au revoir, Chloe. Until the next time.